You're driving through Murarundi, you're feeling a bit peckish. The trick is to pop into Life of Pie and grab yourself a pie. And if you want to stay for a little bit longer, just bring up Speedway, because Brett Norman is more than happy to have a chat about that. He's joining us on the Sideline View. How are you doing, Brett?
G'day there. How are you, mate? Good to talk.
Very well, thanks, mate. Now, I got to say, I've been up to see you in the not too distant past, and you were showing me some video of your young fella Cooper getting around in that vehicle of his at the Speedway. I tell you what, it's an impressive looking thing.
Mate, it's a very impressive thing, and there's a few bucks tied up in it, mate. There's a few pies in there, I've got to tell you. and the way he drives at the moment there's not much profit left in the shop, I've got to tell you.
Well, you know, you've got to have an interest, mate. Now, tell us, first of all, what particular racing is he doing, for those that don't know?
He's in a junior class, and it's called Formula 500. So there's a junior and a senior class. They run a 600cc engine. It's basically a mini sprint car. Anyone that knows Speedway will know a sprint car with a wing on top and a mad-looking thing that goes sideways around the clay. And it's a junior version of that with a 600cc engine with a restrictor. And they run these between 12 and the ages of 12 and 16. He's just turned 13. Bunch of young kids doing it. From a Upper Hunter perspective, we've got him and young Kobe Wright, and Kobe's just kicking goals everywhere. He's a terrific driver. His dad is Andrew Wright, who's been driving for years in sprint cars, and he comes from great stock. His grandfather Ray also raced as well, so some pretty good bloodline there. But yeah, a lot of young kids doing it, and it's just so good to watch these kids going through their learning their craft.
And it's a bit of travel involved. You've spoken to me before about how far and wide you've had to go for race meetings.
She's been, we clock up some miles. The poor old Chev, she's clocked up 20,000 Ks and this season. Oh. We've been down to Victoria. We've driven halfway across Victoria, out Warrnambool, out to all sorts of places I never even knew existed. Up to Queensland, out to wherever, whoop, and gee, we do some miles, mate, I've got to tell you. And it's a great thing, Bear, because what happens is I get to spend so much time with my kids in a confined environment.
Yep.
With very little internet access, so we get to talk, and it's just great family time. My motto is that the family that races together stays together, mate, and that's what it's all about.
Well, and then of course you get to go to those meetings where, if you don't mind me saying, it's an intoxicating combination of sound and smell. The Speedway is a wonderful event to go to.
It's a great family night out. It really is. The smells, the smell stays with you for life. And we spoke about this before. I went to the Sydney Showground when I was 5 years old, and mate, that smell still lingers with me today, and it brings back memories of, these guys running around, and they're all warriors. It was like gladiators back then, and it is still today in some respect.
How's Cooper's season been coming along? How's it all ended up?
Gee, this is our first full season. We had a half season last year. This is his first full season. And like you mentioned, we've done a heap of travel and all the rest of it. He's just taken to it really well. We've had a couple of upside downers. He holds the record at the moment at the new Sydney Speedway down there at Eastern Creek. Yeah, he holds the record for the first rollover of a Junior Formula 500.
Someone's got to do it.
We wanted to hold. So we went down there a couple of weeks ago, and we had all intentions of kind of finishing the race on all fours, and unfortunately we got taken out, and he spent the night in the pits with a broken down race car, and he wasn't real happy.
But what's the first thing that goes through Dad's mind when something like that happens? Does your heart stop because you're worried about Cooper's health, or does your back wallet start to ache immediately?
Honestly, it's all about his welfare.
Yes.
The car can be fixed and, whatever else. And believe me, he's done some damage to this thing. And but his welfare is the most important thing. And he comes out of it with learnings. He came out and he said, Dad, I could have, maybe if I'd have done this, this and this and whatever else,
Yep.
But, the last crash, was a few thousand dollars worth, and you just got to put him back in it and go, hey, keep going, son.
Mate, when I was up there, you showed me the video. The best description I've got is that he drives like his hair's on fire. He just absolutely rips in.
These kids are just amazing, as I mentioned to you before, Barry. Just the kids, the craft that they're learning. They're under good supervision. We've got a guy, Chris Alcorn, who is the president of the club, and he's their junior trainer, and he just spends so much time with these kids. He talks to them while they're out there. They've got a one-way transmitter. These kids, they're so good. They are just, you know, to watch these kids come from, you know, 12-year-old babies to driving, you know, 120-odd Ks an hour around these tracks.
Yep.
Basically one-handed, you know, with, you know, all sorts of things going on and outside. And they're just absolutely brilliant, these kids. And it's, you know, it's a credit to the club too. With we've got a couple of juniors that went up into seniors this year, and you know, young Blake Matthews and Jack Lannery went up into seniors. They went and ran the New South Wales title. Jack Lannery, straight from juniors, won the New South Wales title.
Yep.
And then went off to run the Australian title. And both of them, Blake and Jack, would have done terrifically, but they had some mechanical issues down there in Tasmania at the Australian title. So, yeah, unfortunately, they didn't finish. But what a credit to the junior division, seeing these kids come out of that. And I'm hoping the same for Cooper. And obviously the same's going to happen with Kobe as well.
Have you got any more meetings for the rest of this season?
We've got one more next weekend. So 25th,
yep,
is next Saturday night. We're at Tamworth. Oakburn Park. It's our last meeting for the season as a club meeting. There's the seniors, there's the juniors, there's a few other sedans, there's some carts, there's all sorts of stuff going on out there. There's a bit of a dinner on after, a little bit of a stand around the fire. And
oh, very whatever. Nice.
But yeah, it'll be a good night. So if anyone's out there, wants, you know, got nothing to do next Saturday night, come out. Of course, tonight we've got, there's another meeting at Tamworth. There's the bikes are on.
Hmm.
So there's a solo super series, which is the 500s, the 250s, 125s, and some kids out there as well doing their stuff in the bike. So that's tonight. And then, of course, next Saturday night being the 25th with the cars.
All right, well, head on up to Tamworth and check that out. On your way, make sure you pop into Life of Pi in Murrurundi, grab yourself a pie, and just have a chat to Brett about Speedway, and he'll show you all those videos. You might even have to stick around for some dessert while you're at it. Brett, as always, thank you very much for joining us, mate.
Good to talk, Bear. Always, mate. You know, I've always plenty of passion in the tank when it comes to this sort of stuff.